Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, we have the professor of politics himself, and that would be none other than Kyle Warren.
Aha. Hello.
Aha. Aha. 77 degrees, partly cloudy. A little bit cooler tonight. Yeah, all right. There they are.
There they are. It's right.
They're waving the flag. Yep, they got the flag. They were waving at that time. All right.
Cool.
Well, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And certainly we don't want you to forget about that, because it's part of what this country needs in lieu of the fact that we have a brutal, organization called the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the Haqqani Network and every other terrorist group that you could possibly imagine now on the job in Afghanistan.
Exactly right. Yeah, this situation is going from bad to worse very quickly.
All right, and let's go to the phone lines. We'll see what's going on here. We've got Mike in Clearwater on the telephone lines. Okay, good morning, Mr. Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. I'm recovering from COVID, and even though it was rough, it looks like I'm going to be up and running here shortly once I get my voice back. You know, Kyle, when President Biden took office, he said, build back better. Well, to me, this is completely tear it up and destroy it and turn it into something that's absolutely unrecognizable. My heart goes out to the people in Afghanistan, especially the people that, God pray tell, aren't going to be able to get out of there. You know, we know what these people are going to do. The tortures, the rapes, the beheadings, all these awful things that these people did is going to start right back up again. And once again, they're going to have a base to where they can start formulating the next attack, because everybody, mark my word, there is going to be attack. It's not going to be a matter of if. It's just going to be a matter of when, because we gave them all kinds of equipment. We gave them the country and 20 years and billions of dollars, and how many lives later, we have absolutely nothing to show for it. I've lost what little respect I had for President Biden is completely gone, and I really think we're down the road of hurt, and it doesn't look good, Kyle. So what do you think? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yeah, thank you, Captain. And, of course, first off, Mike, we're so glad that you're on the road to recovery. That is a very, very good thing. You know, you mentioned about build back better. Well, that's right. That's just a code word, basically, for redoing
the fundamental transformation of America.
Exactly. Yeah, just redo the whole system. Mm-hmm. Building back better doesn't mean create more opportunity, enhance the American system. It means replace the American system. That's exactly what they're talking about. Well, in Afghanistan as well, this is a multi-level fail on so many different levels. Because not only what Mike mentioned about what's happening right there on the ground right now to the people in Afghanistan at the hands of the Taliban, and also in a more geopolitical sense, we've lost. Mike talked about losing respect for President Biden. Well, guess who's not afraid anymore of in any way, shape, or form of President Biden or what he could order or what he could do? And those are the people sitting in Moscow and Beijing, for example. And our allies don't trust us. The people on the ground in Afghanistan who we promised would come home, they don't trust us now either. That's one of the reasons we can't go out and get our people in any kind of an easy way, quote unquote. So this is a very, very terrible thing that's happened.
Well, I agree with just about everything you said, but I got to add a couple of things to it. First of all, the fundamental transformation of America is well underway. Build Back Better was a code word for that. This is Barack Obama on steroids. This is Valerie Jarrett. This is Susan Rice. This is George Soros. This is a Politburo of people that are sitting there running the country. It's not just Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a willing accomplice that's doing exactly what they're telling him. You notice that every time he gets out and does anything, he has a list. You notice that, Kyle?
He does have a list.
He has a list, and he has that list with him, and he refers to that all the time, which is obvious to me that he's on a mission, that they keep sending him out doing to do things and say, don't vary from the list, do this, do that, do this, do that. But the thing of it is we know, and we understand that these are no longer progressive, left, liberal, socialists we're dealing with. They are hardcore communist, Marxist individuals that want to do as much damage to this country and change it forever. And it's not going to happen on my watch. It is not going to happen. We're fighting back. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. see reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angi, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angi.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angi.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much. That was a new liner made for us by Jeff and Sarah Solta. And in the meantime, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, my regimen is to take Relief Factor when I wake up, number one. And then to take it about midnight while I have to sit here and do what I have to do for the show so that my leg and my foot and my ankle and all that don't swell up. And it works for me. That's all I can tell you. It works for me. But I also have a certain amount of pain that comes along with this, too, that just is grown in with the injury that I suffered. But what this will do, this product, because it's all natural, with the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, is it will not only help to reduce the inflammation that I have, it'll also lower or eliminate the pain by going straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is good for you. Now, it will support a healthy response to the inflammation, decrease the discomfort that you're in. It'll also support healthy joints and muscles, speed up the healing process. And it's all going to cost you just $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get it all started by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Truck on over there. Try the $19.95 three-week quick start. And if it doesn't work for you in 3 weeks, then it probably won't work for you. Just you're out $20, and that's it. But $19.95. And, oh, by the way, in case nobody told you, it is tax deductible. Keep receipts and all that sort of stuff, and it's deductible at the end of the year. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the scenario, and I'm going to get right into Afghanistan again. The scenario we're seeing in Afghanistan, in Kabul, we have an ultimatum that was given to Joe Biden in the United States yesterday by the Taliban. they said that we have till the 31st to get our people out. Otherwise, there will be a price to pay. That's not the words they use. They use something different. But the fact of the matter is it sounds like all bets are off after the 31st, which includes the Brits, I might add.
Yes, very much so. The Taliban are warning of consequences if the United States and its allies try
to
stay there.
Right, that's what they call it, yeah.
And at the same time, Captain, here are the words we're hearing, for example, from the Pentagon spokesman, John Kirby. Quote, the goal is to get as many people out as fast as possible, unquote. Again, quote, the focus is on trying to do this as best we can by the end of the month, unquote. That doesn't sound like every single American is going to come out of Afghanistan, come hell or high water, and we are going to make this happen. The President of the United States has said so, that kind of thing. That's what we should be hearing, but they sound to me, Captain, like they're trying to make sure that, you know, we don't make the Taliban mad or something.
Well, I suppose that's part of it, but the other thing when you reference that is the fact that we don't want to telegraph what we're doing right now. We're in a very precarious position, and ISIS is now back in the ballgame again. So is Al-Qaeda. They just got a hold of a bunch of weapons, including some missiles, shoulder-fired missiles, and it wouldn't take much to fire at one of those planes, and they might get lucky, even though they're letting loose with their rockets, you know, their deterrents when they take off, so it's harder to hit them.
Right, the flares and so forth.
Yeah, the flares. But the fact of the matter is, it wouldn't take much to hit them, and they'd keep shooting at it till they did. And imagine one of those planes loaded with 250 or 300 or maybe 400, whatever amount of people around there, and they blow it out of the sky. Imagine that. Then we go from bad to worse.
Well, no, absolutely right. And at the same time, of course, what happens when the deadline comes and goes and there are still Americans that are not only in Kabul but are also in the area of Kandahar, perhaps, different places around the country? Now we talk about going from bad to worse. So really this is a bad situation no matter how you slice it, basically. But you're right. I mean, at some point the Taliban and their friends are going to do something you know, that is going to precipitate larger problems, evidently.
Yeah, and the thing of it is the thing with, and good morning to you, Bill. Bill just chimed in. He asked me about Dan the Man, whether or not Dan the Man had a website. No, he does not have a website. And I just gave him a little bit of information there. So Dan the Man likes being spooky. You know what I mean? Spoofy. There we go, spoofy. All right. Now, President Joe Biden's White House staff is apparently too much afraid to question him or his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, over decisions that are being made leading up to the withdrawal from Afghanistan, according to a new report that's come out. They're afraid of that.
Yeah, this is really disconcerting, Captain. You know, we've talked several times, especially with this latest crisis in Afghanistan, about the idea of having teams of rivals in the White House advising the president. We've talked about some generals will put their stars on the table if they feel like it's going the wrong direction. So evidently, Captain, that's not what's been going on there. Yeah.
All right. We've got Dan the Man, of all people, on the telephone line. Okay, Dan the Man, somebody was asking about you.
Well, who was that?
Bill, one of our people in the chat room, wanted to know whether or not you had a website, and I said no. And they wanted to know what your full name was, and I'm not going to give them your full name.
Well, I was just going to call to say this shows when you have a president who is a former senator and never really governed before. You can tell that with Biden, his age, his incompetency, and his lack of – when you're a senator, you can say anything you want. But when you're president, you got to have rubber to the road, and he just doesn't have it.
No, and look what it's costing us.
I think it's pretty bad when you're starting. I heard Adam Schiff today. He called it straight for once. He said this is not going to work.
Right.
After their briefing with the Pentagon, they're worried about ISIS getting involved, and what we talked about last night was
Dan, they're already
up the
there.
Runway.
Dan, they're already there.
Oh,
ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the whole bunch of them, they're already there.
But they haven't tore up that runway yet, and
not
that's imperative.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should really start calling it for what it is. We are going to abandon Americans there.
We are, unfortunately.
After the 31st.
I see it coming. I hope we're not leaving at the 31st, but I just don't trust Biden to do the right thing.
Well, I don't either, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle. Go ahead, Kyle.
I was just going to say to Dan, we saw just how upset Jen Psaki got with the notion that people were stranded. It would, even that word stranded, but yet abandoned is going to, unfortunately, I think, be the operative term here.
But guys, they are stranded there. There's people in Kandahar, 400 miles away, several thousand people that are hiding. They can't get to Kabul.
Right.
And even if you were in Kabul, you couldn't get to the airport.
Correct. Correct.
So, you've got to travel 408 miles from Kandahar to Kabul. And still, I don't think that would be the most, you would never get there alive.
You know what we need to do, Dan? We need to go back in there, launch an offensive, and take back the Bagram Air Base.
I'm starting to agree with that, because I don't see how we're going to get all these Americans out without leaving the Air Force Base and taking a little offensive action against the Taliban, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda.
Yeah,
we've got our hands full over there.
We're going to have to fight our way out of the airport in Kabul. There's no doubt about it, especially to get our people. They're not just going to open up the door and say, come, Mr. Lamatica, and come, Mr. Britt, you go get your people. No, they're not going to do that anymore after Friday.
Well, now the discussion is the Russians have put anti-aircraft missiles into Afghanistan.
Yeah, they got the S-400s are coming.
Yeah, that makes it mission impossible almost.
Yeah.
So we've got to get more boots on the ground, and we're going to have to spread out. You're going to have to at least take Kabul before you can do anything else. And once you get that, then you can probably – I'm just worried about ISIS getting a hold of Americans. I don't know how the Americans can take watching their own people.
When they talk about the beheadings that have already been done – and they talk about the revenge beheadings. I've seen the pictures of the people with their turbans on with the Arabic writing on it. That's ISIS.
That's right.
Yep. All right.
I'm praying for the best, but I don't see it. I got tunnel vision on this, and I just don't see how it's going to anything about it.
All right. I got to run, Dan, and thank you very much for a great call, and I'm glad you called in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Dan the Man, he's up there in Lafayette, Indiana. And Bill, I told you what I could tell you about him, because other than that, he's a man of secrecy. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval on Monday, with health officials hoping the approval could dispel some hesitancy towards receiving the shot. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock called the approval a milestone that puts the U.S. one step closer to altering the course of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that an increase in vaccinations could bring the U.S. closer to returning to normalcy. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that with enough vaccinations, the virus could be brought under control by early next year.
The people who are unvaccinated now, that 90 million people, get them vaccinated. I think we can get a degree of overall blanket protection of the community that as we get into the early part of 2022, getting through the winter, which could be complicated by influenza, by respiratory syncytial virus, that as we get into the spring, we could start getting back to a degree of normality.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. Or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And thank you very much, Kyle. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell is coming to Florida on September the 15th. He'll be in Orlando for all pastors' breakfast there that they're having. We've been advertising it on our radio station. I don't have much information about it because I've only heard the ad a couple times, but I'll get the information. I'll put it up on my website if you want to go to that. MyPillow.com, of course, the sponsor here of this segment, and all you got to do is go to the radio listener specials button that's on the MyPillow.com website. Click on it, and it'll open up to 18 to 20 items that are all just absolutely ridiculously priced at an insanely low price, and you can save a bunch of money if you enter the promo code CAPTAIN. So you got to do promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to call them up and you got questions or you want to order on the phone because you want to speak to somebody, you can do that too at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But whatever it is you do, take a look at the products, the MyPillow.com products. They come with a 60-day guarantee to look at it. If you have any problems, return it within 60 days. You get your money back, no questions asked. But I'm telling you, this stuff that I bought from him is just the absolute best I've ever had. And I'm getting one whale of a night's sleep, especially since I put that mattress topper on there. Holy cow. And the pillow, the MyPillow, my neck doesn't hurt anymore. You know how that goes when you got a stiff neck and all that. So, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials logo that's right there. It'll take you right to the page. There's about 18 to 20 items. They're just insanely priced at ridiculously low prices. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Have you got your sheets yet?
Nope, getting them soon.
Okay, good, good. Now, our governor, Ron DeSantis, yesterday sent a blistering letter to the Associated Press CEO accusing the news outlet of publishing a partisan smear and fake news against him and possibly trying to discourage the COVID-19 positive Floridians from seeking his life-saving treatment that he's got, because we've got something new going on down here in order to treat the people, and it's a program that if you don't know about it, you're not going to be able to take it, and they're trying to scare the bejesus out of them.
Right. Isn't this about the monoclonal antibodies?
It is. Yes. It is.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I've seen television commercials, Captain, about, you know, you got to get those monoclonal antibodies, and I think they use those with then President Trump as well.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
They did. And the other thing is the media is not a friend. Now, I just got an email here. Let me go over here to this, because I just got a message from Quint in Kansas City. And Quint says, the lies being told by the liberal media and the establishment are just way over the top. We have to trust ourselves and our own way of thinking. We cannot trust the liberal media and the establishment. They're not on our side.
Well, you know, there are many in the liberal media who are trying to spin in favor of Biden, and they don't want any criticism of Biden and this horrible decision making that happened and so forth. But actually, though, we are seeing some in the media begin to ask very tough questions of these spokespeople, representatives, and even of the president himself. What was it on Sunday, Captain? One of the reporters pointed out the poll that said, you know, a vast number of Americans don't think he's up to the job and don't think he's competent for it.
Yeah.
And the president laughed and smiled. He says, I haven't seen that poll. He said, well, it's a CBS poll, sir, you know. And so this is getting to be pretty close to home for Biden.
Well, one of the people you're talking about is Bill Maher. Now, Bill Maher and his program, Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO, I never really watched it. I always thought he was a bleeding heart liberal. I couldn't stand it most of the time. But all of a sudden here, in the last several weeks, he's been changing himself. He's going through some sort of evolution here. He's no longer a loyal Democrat or a Bible-thumping, smacking, progressive left liberal socialist. Matter of fact, he's anti-Trump, but he's not totally against Trump, and his enthusiasm for the Trump resistance is rapidly going away. Now, the liberal comedian's program has turned into a weekly ray of hope for those of us that pray and hope that America snaps out of its left-wing fascism, because I can't believe it that I'm even saying this, but Bill Maher is going over from the left side to the center, and he's at the center right now.
Yeah, this is really, really interesting to watch, because even up to this point, there's various times when Bill Maher will come out and say something that offends even the progressive left, as it were. And so he will sort of laser beam into the preposterousness of it all, if I can use that term. And he calls them out. And I'm sure he gets some flack behind the scenes, but he still has a popular program. He's still very liberal. There's no doubt about that. But you see, but this is part of what the fabric of our country is. People have different views, but in many cases, sometimes common sense punches through and wins the day. And that's when Bill Maher comes out and says these kinds of things.
Now, some of the world's most dangerous terrorists are right now walking freely in Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover. We've seen ISIS people there. We've seen Al-Qaeda people there by the different markings that they have and the way they're identified and the way they carry themselves. We've also seen the Haqqani network there. Of course, the Taliban is made up of some of all of these people make up the Taliban. And then when they get to wherever they're going, then they split up amongst themselves. But it's just unbelievable. And the guy that was put in charge yesterday of security And Kabul is the one that's got the $5 million bounty on his head by the U.S. government.
Well, exactly. This is becoming now an amusement park for terrorists, basically. And not only for, you know, let's plot and plan and do our terrorist business, but at the same time, it is a hellish amusement park because of what we know that is happening to women and young girls who are being lined up and said, okay, now you're going to be taken as a wife by this terrorist person, and on it goes. And I'm putting it mildly here, but it is a grievous, horrible thing that's happening. And I'd like to know, Captain, where are some of the activist groups in this country? Have they tweeted anything? Have they given any statement?
No. The National Organization for Women has been quiet.
This is abominable. And why is that? What is the political fulcrum here that you can't criticize Biden or come out and say how terrible this is? Who knows? But they should.
Yeah, and I don't get it. I don't get why these women's organizations aren't jumping up and down screaming about what's going on in Afghanistan, because it's horrible.
It is horrible, and again, it's on display. This is what this mindset produces.
Yeah.
They will be very, very happy to be able to try to spread that malignancy anywhere else that they can.
Now, I want everybody to understand what I'm about to tell you here, because this is a number that comes from the sources in the government. The Department of Defense and the State Department put this together. And they, as near as they can tell, and this is an estimate, the estimate of the numbers of people that are not in Kabul at the airport and are around the country of Afghanistan stands at about 10,000. That's not only American citizens, it's American workers, it's American families, it's people that have their American passports and all that. 10,000 outside Kabul stranded, I'm going to use that word, stranded across Afghanistan due to President Biden's failed exit strategy to draw down U.S. military forces in Afghanistan. That's the problem. We've got to get those people out.
Well, yes. And no matter how much, Captain, the Biden administration spokespeople try to focus on some kind of
process. They can't spin this. They can't spin that.
Exactly. That's why they try to move the focus to, we've airlifted so many this and that, and we've got these transit centers over here and all this. But the heart of the matter is
they have to be able to get there.
Exactly. But the heart of the matter is exactly what you just talked about. And if they talk about that, they know the American people, their anger is kindled.
Well, it is. And I'm telling you, Biden is, if people could have an election today, they'd vote him the hell out of office.
Yep.
Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, Kyle and I will be right back with the truckers. Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All right. Thanks very much, Don and Donna up here in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them. And we also appreciate you listening in. This portion of the program is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there, become a member of the Drivers Club, and you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies that you buy, and you can use them just like money on down the line for things around Christmas time and whatnot. Catwoman and Road Dog have done that religiously over the years. All right. We're going to get cranked up here with a little something from 1983, and here we go.
Yeah.
Journey, 1983, Separate Ways. Remember that one, Kyle?
I sure do. I sure do. Yeah, that brings back memories, and that is one of their best.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Alrighty, well, let's take a look at what's going on here. You know, it was hot yesterday in the Deep South. It's going to be just as hot, if not hotter, today. And I will say that excessive heat will persist in the Mississippi Valley, and it's expected to form mid to late week in the Southwest as well, with strong to isolated severe storms that may produce damaging winds in the Midwest through the upper Midwest, with a critical fire weather threat once again remaining in the central Rockies and developing in portions of the northeastern part of California. Meanwhile, Henri is out in the ocean, and some of the rain is still there hanging on a little bit along the coastline, but it'll be gone if it's not gone already. And that's what we got. Take a look at what's going on out west, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start off by taking off to Big Sky Country tonight up in the great state of Montana. We do have a lake wind advisory to tell you about. This in the Glasgow, Wolf Point, Hinsdale, Malta area along U.S. Highway 2 up there in northern Montana. So be careful of that. Then over in western Montana, in our area of Missoula, our good friends in Missoula are looking at a frost advisory, and this is going to continue on up I-90.
First one of the year.
Exactly, exactly right. So be careful of those temperature changes there if you're coming through on I-90, although it's going to level out as you approach Wallace heading west. And by the time you get to Coeur d'Alene, you're not under that kind of advisory any longer. Air quality alert in Washington State and Yakima area there. Now in southern Oregon, of course, the air quality alerts continue. The fires burning and especially, obviously, the fire that's burning in northern California. This just southwest of Reno, that is the Caldern fire that's going on right now. That continues, unfortunately, to grow as they battle some of those winds as well that are helping it to spread. But it looks like we're going to be turning up the heat, excessive heat watch in Southern California, this down I-10, I-8, as you move over towards Phoenix, Arizona. Be on the lookout for that. Looks like we'll have some heat coming up. And then, of course, air quality alert all through just about the entire state of Wyoming tonight. Fire weather watches there near Cheyenne and down, dipping down into parts of northern Colorado.
Well, let me see. Along I-94 in southern North Dakota, Fargo over to Bismarck, you've got some rain tonight. You've got some thunderstorm watches and warnings through there. And don't be surprised, you might not have a little bit of flooding in some of the low areas. Then down in South Dakota, northeast corner of South Dakota, and halfway across the state there, about 50 miles in, you've got the same storm, thunderstorm warnings and watches and flood watches in there. Up in Minnesota tonight, the northeast corner of Minnesota, going up there, you've got fog up there headed into Canada tonight. And then the hot weather starts out in this lower part of Iowa, most of Illinois, south of I-80, all of Missouri, the eastern half of Oklahoma, and the eastern half of Kansas, the northeastern part of Texas, to include I-30 and I-20, I-20 north in Louisiana, then on down the Mississippi River, down towards New Orleans and the western part of Mississippi, the western tip of Kentucky. And let me tell you something, this 110 to 115 degree stuff is there again today. Jackson, Mississippi, west over to the river, and then up and down almost to the Tennessee line on the river, and all the way down to down past Shreveport, you've got some really scorching hot temperatures there today. Now, a little bit of fog in the southwestern corner of Ohio tonight, and all we see up in the northeast is the remnants of Henri out into the ocean, and we still got some flood advisories back there in New England, but all that should be subsiding as things start to dry off. And the thing about the weather tonight, Kyle, is taking a look out into the tropics. Guess what?
What's that?
We have three separate systems, count them,
three separate systems coming our way. Now, the first one looks like as if it's going to be down along South America and skirt the Caribbean Sea, and maybe it will and maybe it won't cross the Yucatan. Maybe it'll come into the Gulf. Too many maybes about this one. The second one is out there a little bit further out in the ocean, but it's got a 50% chance of development over the next 5 days, and it's coming towards the U.S. of A. And so is it this other one that's got a 40% chance of development, disturbance number three. And you got one, two that might see the U.S., and you got a third one that could if it does a little looping and doesn't hit land. We'll see. But three of them right now, all each one of them is about a week apart.
Yes, exactly right. And so, of course, you know, that's a very busy season to be sure. And at the same time, good idea right now if you're in a place where you could be impacted by these kinds of storms, just get your stuff ready now. A go bag if need be, or make sure you're ready and prepared so you're not doing it at the last minute.
And if you leave, tell somebody where you're going.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, so that they don't needlessly search your home thinking that you're in it. All right. Well, thanks, Kyle. Hang on. And folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. Ron Edwards will be around here in a couple hours. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.